This is Akashvani, the news read by Juliet Arakel. Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. Briefing the media last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He said a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up on Tuesday in the Lok Sabha.
We all agree that there will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. And it was also agreed that on Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the members, especially the opposition party members, cooperate fully with the decision taken.
The Ministry of Civil Aviation today reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with IndiGo showcasing steady improvement in performance. The ministry said in a release that flight schedules are moving back towards normal levels and air travel operations across the country are stabilizing at a fast pace. It added that IndiGo's flight operations are expected to reach up to 1,650 by the end of the day today. Delhi Airport has advised passengers to check the latest flight status with their airline before heading to the airport, noting that IndiGo flights may still face delays. In an advisory issued today, the Delhi Airport said that its teams are working closely with all stakeholders to minimize delays and ensure a smooth travel experience. Meanwhile, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued show cause notices to IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit norms. Earlier, the government directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today participated in the opening session of India-Japan Forum in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he discussed the evolving world order and the imperative of deeper India-Japan cooperation. Earlier yesterday, at the forum's inaugural session conversation, the minister highlighted close ties in semiconductor collaboration, defense, and strengthening economic and tech cooperation. He said this aims at boosting resilient supply chains and grow people-to-people connections, with discussions focusing on digital governance and the Quad's role. Madhya Pradesh has achieved a major success in its efforts to eliminate Naxalism. In the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, 10 Naxalites surrendered in Balaghat district under the Rehabilitation to Renewal program. They include the 77 lakh rupees bounty Commander Surinder alias Kabir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation across 7 states and 2 union territories, including Shyok Tunnel. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, West Madhya Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Odisha till tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted dense fog conditions to prevail over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. In shooting, Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar clinched the silver medal in the men's 50-meter rifle 3 positions at the ISSF World Cup final in Doha, Qatar today. He shot 413.3, finishing just 0.9 points behind Czechia's Giri Pravitsky, who won the gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.